Most people are not lazy or broken. They're overwhelmed and avoiding starting. I built the Everyday Calm app to make starting feel possible. Short lessons, simple practices, real relief. No big commitment, just tiny actions that actually move the needle. Get it at studio.com/Rebecca. In this episode, you'll discover a grounded way to stay human, compassionate, and hopeful when the world feels heavy and uncertain. Welcome to Takeout Therapy, the podcast for people who are done with overworking, overthinking, and overwhelm. I'm Rebecca Hunter, an anxiety expert and a therapist helping busy, big-hearted people like you learn practical skills to quiet your racing mind, overcome self-doubt, and actually be present in your life. That sounds good to you? You're in the right place. Visit me at takeouttherapy.com any old time. Thanks for listening. Let's get to work. Well, hello there, friend. I'm so glad you stopped in for today's mini episode. I want to start with a quick update before I get into today's episode. I've got a couple more episodes planned for you, and then, my friend, I'm going to go ahead and step away from this project for a bit. After 325 episodes, I am so ready for a pivot. I don't know. This year is feeling like it holds something different for me. I'm not really sure what it is, but if you know me, you know what I'm thinking. In order to welcome something new in, you have to let something old go. And I've been doing this project for a long time. I'll talk more about the ending in a future episode, but I just wanted to let you know up front, you're listening to one of the last episodes of the podcast. This past Friday, I didn't get to release my episode like I normally do. I had a little vertigo episode and hit my head, and I needed to spend the whole weekend resting and recovering. And I want to say this clearly because I think it matters. My health is more important than the podcast. My health matters more than deadlines, consistency, or any metrics for sure. And sometimes the most regulated thing that we can both do, you and me, is to just stop and take care of ourselves. I also want to share what this past week has been like emotionally, because I think a lot of us are feeling very similar. I woke up yesterday, January 25th, feeling deeply sad. There's a lot of grief and horror. I had this like heavy sinking feeling in my body about what's happening in my country right now. I'm a very sensitive person, a very compassionate person. So when something big and violent happens, whew, I feel it. Do you? Because I know that my audience is full of people like me. Yesterday, instead of pushing it away or distracting myself, I let myself really feel it. I took really good care of myself and stayed grounded. And I didn't let my despair or fear run my day, but I let it be there and I acknowledged it with reverence. And this morning, I woke up feeling something totally different. Not relief or denial, but hope. There's an analogy I use a lot in my work when people come in for their first visit that feels really relevant here. When people come to therapy, they're usually not coming because things are going well. They come in to see me when something has become unmanageable, unbearable. When the way they've been living or coping, thinking or relating can't continue. Change doesn't happen when everything is comfortable. It happens when something breaks down, when we hit our bottom, when we reach a kind of personal hell. And as uncomfortable as that is, it's also where I believe real change begins. And as I look at where we are right now in the U.S., and I feel like we're having one of those moments. For many people, even those who don't live in ICE-affected areas or targeted communities, there's this sense of helplessness. We're getting a ton of information from social media, right? There's very little trust in mainstream media. And I need to let you know that the nervous system impact of all of this is enormous on you and me. It's destabilizing. And it feels different. It feels, right now, a little more insidious, doesn't it? I'm not going to be debating policy. This is about naming the emotional reality of living through something that feels threatening to the values that we all thought were stable. Here's what I keep coming back to. There's room for both grief and hope. We don't have to choose one or the other, and we do get to choose where we live internally. Hope isn't something we wait for. It's something we can generate on our own and then practice in our lives. And man, we need some hope right now. Hope doesn't live in these big statements or online arguments. It lives in small, intentional actions. It lives in community. It lives in showing up for the people right in front of us. My neighbor just had a couple major surgeries, and tonight I'm bringing soup and bread. That's not a political act. It's a human act. And that, my friend, is where hope lives. So if you're listening to this podcast today and you're feeling overwhelmed or numb or full of anger and rage and heartbroken, my invitation is very simple. See if you can hold some hope without forcing it. See where you might place it today in your own life or your own community, not to fix everything, just to keep your humanity intact. Remember, most situations are temporary. Most situations are the route from point A to point B. Just remember that right now doesn't last forever. And hope, it can give us a little bit of a respite in times like this. That's all I wanted to say today. I want you to take really, really good care of yourself and the people in your lives today. And I'll see you again soon. Thanks so much for spending your time with me today. I really appreciate you being here all this time and doing all this work. As always, while Takeout Therapy is a great educational resource, get the level of support that you need for your situation. There's help out there. Head to takeouttherapy.com to check out my resources. Until next time, take really good care of yourself, friend.
If you're waiting to feel motivated before you take care of your mental health, you're going to be waiting a long time. Feeling better comes from action, not vibes. The Everyday Calm app gives you short, doable tools that actually calm your nervous system. No journaling marathons, no toxic positivity, just real support, one small step at a time. Get it at studio.com/Rebecca.